Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER available in the U.S. For New York, 8778-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic. Your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go. Let's go. What is happening? We are back. That's right. Episode 134 of Feeling Good with Duddy. We did it. We are back and better than ever. Thank you guys for tuning in. I know it's been a bit, but I've had a busy start to the year, and I will let you know all about it. Got some fun stuff planned for you guys. So, yeah, thanks for stopping by. So I just got back recently from Bullhead, went on a little spring break vacation with the family, brought the kids brought friends. We went with two other families, they brought their kids. It was awesome. Did some fishing, caught maybe one of the biggest bass that I've ever personally caught. I don't know exactly how much it weighed. I didn't have a scale or anything on me, but it was pretty good, man. I don't know. I'm not even going to throw out a number, but I mean, it was, if you're watching, it was this fucking big. And there's photos on my Instagram. You can go check it out so you know I'm not lying. But it was so much fun. The kids caught huge fish. That's always a good time. Brought Poncho. Poncho had a blast. He was splashing around out in the river with the kids. Man, speaking of Poncho, he is just turned into the best dog ever. And he's also like 70 pounds now. He's huge. I'll tell you more about him later, but yeah, Bullhead City, it was really cool. We had a lot of fun. And while we were there, the neighborhood we were in, it was connected to a little golf course in the middle of the neighborhood. So one of the mornings, we left all the kids at home and we went to the lounge at the golf course to have breakfast. And it was so cool. It was just like one room was the bar and the lounge area, and we were by far the youngest people in there. There was a couple tables of people who had all just got done golfing. And everyone was so nice. Like one by one, the dudes started like coming over to our table to talk to us because we had our wives with us. And they were just like, you could tell they were just like scoping our wives out. And one by one, they would all come over and they'd start talking to us, asking us where we're from, because we clearly, you know, weren't from there and they'd never seen us. And while talking to them, I figured they found out that they do a tournament every single day, and all the, you know, retirees from that neighborhood, they go there every day. They play a four-man scramble tournament. They got their teams, they got their brackets. Oh, I was so jealous. And then I found out that to be a member of that club, it was $180 a month, and you get endless golf, as much golf as you want for $180 a month, and you get to be in all of the tournaments. Oh my God, I know where I'm moving when I retire, because that sounds amazing, although it is very hot, so I probably won't move there. But it was dope. It was a lot of fun. But yeah, so back to Poncho. A lot of people have been asking me about Poncho. He is turned out to be the best dog ever, and now we just recently got a kitten, a little tiny freaking kitten, and Poncho is just in love with this thing. He follows the cat all around the house. He's so gentle with her. It's awesome to see. So they're probably going to grow up to be best friends. And Yeah. I was going to have Poncho be like an all full-time touring dog. I'm going to pick shows, you know, here and there now, but he, my kids just love him so much. My son is obsessed with him. I couldn't imagine like taking him away for 2 months. I think my son would be so bummed. So I am going to bring him out to some shows. Like he'll probably be at Cali Roots. He'll probably be at Cali Vibes, any of the more local things. Or if I'm just going to go away for like a couple days, I'll probably bring him, but I don't think I'll be bringing him on the big long tours. Got to keep him home with the family. Speaking of tours, DH News, we have some news. There is no tour this year. This is our first year. There will be no tour in, I want to say, 23 years at least. No, probably 23 years. Yeah. And it's awesome. My kids are getting older. I wanted to be able to have just like a full summer at home with them. So we're not doing a big tour and I'm just going to spend time with the family. But we are doing, you know, we're doing a lot of shows, a lot of festivals. We've got a couple little runs like actually in October, we're doing a really cool run. We're doing something different. We're going to Florida and we're doing four shows in through Florida. And it's going to be us and our friend Jake Owen. And we're going to do a co-headlining tour. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. When I saw the end of the year raps that a lot of people post off Spotify, I went down to see a lot of people who would post like, oh, Dirty Heads was my number one. And I like to see who else they listen to. 90% of the people who posted that they were Dirty Heads number one fans, a couple of the other people on their list would be like a country singer. So I was like, oh, this is a cool mix. Let's go, you know, let's do a little run with Jake Owen and see how it goes. But I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Other DH news, we have a new album coming out. We have a new album coming out. We've been in the studio, me and Jared has been working away for the last few months. We've got, I want to say, eight or nine songs that are done. We've got a handful of other ones that are in the works, and we're starting to put this thing together, and it's coming along. I'm really happy with the songs we have. I love the vibe of it. I know you guys are going to dig it. We've got a couple already, too, that live are just going to be absolutely insane. So that's good news. We got new music coming out real soon. I want to say we should have some stuff out by summer. You know, I'm not promising anything, but I feel like we should have some new music out by summer. That would be great. Oh yeah, a couple other big shows coming up though too. I talked about Cali Roots. We will be at in Monterey on May 25th. That's always a fun one. We'll be at Cali Vibes in Long Beach June 7th. That's always a party. And then of course, June 26th, we will be at Red Rocks again with our musical brother, Rome, in his new solo project that is just amazing. And then our good friends, Tropadelic, they're going to be there as well. That is going to be a fun night. And then we go from there to Colorado Springs the next day and then Dylan the day after that. So it's like a little Colorado run. Come on out to those. Those are going to be a good time. Yeah. And speaking of a good time, I got DuddyB.com up and running, and you can go there right now. There's not much going on there yet. I'm still, you know, building it. It is up. It is running, and there is merch on there. You can go get some DuddyB merch. I made, you know, some funny merch. It's called DuddyB's Plumbing. I'm going to do these every couple months. I'm going to drop a new design, and they're just going to be like fake companies. I'm going to make fake companies, and the first one was DuddyB's Plumbing, and I'm going to use a line from one of my songs, so it was, feels good to get the demons out. I feel like that's a good line for plumbing. You're getting the bad stuff out, so you can go get DuddyB Plumbing merch online there, and there's some, you know, Feeling Good with Duddy podcast merch on there as well. So yeah, that's new, just up. I mean, it's been up for like, I don't even know if it's been a week yet, so very new. Go check that out. Let's see here. Oh my God, you guys, I have a Jack quote. I have another one. And if you guys don't know what Jack quotes are, it is my son. His name is Jack and he says funny shit all the time. Some from the past, you know, he said, the real question is never give up. One time he was doing something, you know, funny and he looked at me and goes, Dad, on a scale of 1 to 10, how many people do this? He says things like that. So this is a Jack quote. This isn't exactly like that, but he just said something hilarious the other day. We were at lunch, just me, my wife, and my kids. And, you know, somehow like babies came up. And my daughter, 17, Sophia, she said, I don't know if I want to have kids. She goes, you know, I'm not sure. And out of nowhere, Jack goes, Sophie, you never get baby fever? And, you know, Sophie starts, we all start laughing, and Sophie's like, no, I don't get baby fever. And Jack goes, I get baby fever sometimes. So we all start laughing, and I'm like, you get baby fever, bud? And he goes, yeah, you know, like sometimes I'm just like, oh, I want a baby. So there you go. Jack did it again. We were dying at that table. Jack quotes, I'll have more in the future. Stick around for those. What else we got? Oh, every day I've been going live on Instagram. Every day I'm hitting 50 shots into my golf simulator, trying to hit a hole in one. I answer questions, I talk with the people on there, and I hit 50 balls into my sim, and I'm on that hunt for the hole-in-one, the simulator hole-in-one. I've gotten very, very close on a couple of these lives, but I haven't got one to drop yet. So if you're listening, go on to Instagram, usually around 10 a.m. or so. I'll be on there hitting balls, praying for that hole-in-one, and talking with y'all. And speaking of golf, I just did my first Pro-Am. And a lot of people were asking me how it went. It was fucking brutal. So I'll start off with, it was at the San Diego Country Club. Beautiful course, very hard. And they had the tee boxes, you know, as far back as they can be, like playing blacks. And the pin placements were in the toughest spots. And these greens were fast. So tough course to begin with. All 18 holes, it was raining, windy, and freezing cold. And we drove up from Huntington Beach the day before, and it didn't say anything about rain. So I didn't bring rain gear. I didn't have an umbrella. You know, wasn't expecting that. I had a sweater. And we went out 18 holes at the San Diego Country Club in the rain, in the wind, in the freezing cold, and I shot a 90. I have not shot a 90 in so long. Granted, that's a very tough course, but the conditions, man, the conditions were so freaking tough. So I go in, you know, thinking like, oh, I probably got dead last. I was right in the middle of the pack, right in the middle. There was a couple of the pros that shot in the 70s. A lot of people were living like in the 80s and the 90s. And then there was even a few people in the hundreds. So although I wasn't extremely happy with my performance, I did just fine. I finished right in the middle of the pack. That's good enough for me on my first one. And it was a lot of fun. And it is a lot of fun bringing this podcast back. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you guys for sticking around. I know it's been a long time, but we are going to start doing these way more regular than 3 months of no podcast. So thank you guys for stopping by. I am going to get now into a Q&A. The Q&A questions come from the listeners over on our Feeling Good with Duddy group on Facebook. So go over to Facebook, jump on the Feeling Good with Duddy group. All the people that listen are there hanging out. It's a lot of fun. This was a shorter one. It's the first one back. Next time I will be back with Ruben, and we're going to have some more fun stuff going on, but I just wanted to say hi. Thank you guys for stopping by. Let's get into that Q&A.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, available in the U.S. For New York, 8778 HOPE-NY, or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's question time again. Answering shit, Q&A-ing with my friends. But I ain't answering that dumb shit. Ask me about pizza and I'm emptying my gun clip. It's Q&A time. Ask me about life and I'll tell you what I'm mine.
All right, let's get into this Q&A. And again, I am sorry it was a shorter episode and I'm kind of rushing through it a bit. I have a meeting I have to jump on here in 20 minutes. So I am going to answer some questions, but I'm not going to answer a whole bunch. And if I didn't answer your question this week, I'll try to get to them next week. First, we have Amy Beckstrom. Mr. Duddy, did Cheese give you the duck dog toy for Poncho I handed off to him? Yes, he did. Yes, he absolutely did. And Poncho tore that thing to pieces, as he does with everything. Every toy that we give him, it'll be like, oh, this is an indestructible toy. No, it's not. It is absolutely not. This one comes from T-Bird. What up? Is there any chance that we can get Midnight Control Deluxe on a CD? That's a good question. I didn't even realize it wasn't on a CD. People buy CDs still? is that a thing, Luke? Luke doesn't even know. I'll talk to management about it and see what's up. Can you burn CDs still? People still do that? Hey, Matthew, this one is from Matthew Hild. Hey, Duddy, how'd you feel about seeing Rory McIlroy finally compete the Grand Slam and win the Masters? Oh my God. What an emotional roller coaster that was. That was, oh. You know how after Rory finally tapped in for the win on the playoff, he like fell to the ground and started crying? I did that when he missed on 18 to have to go to a playoff. I fell to my knees and I was just like, no, Rory, no, not again. He did the same thing last year and it was heartbreaking. I don't know if he could have handled not winning it this year, doing that again. Like, I don't know if he would have ever been able to, like, ooh, that's dark. I don't want to know what happened. But yes, I was so happy to see him finally get that and the relief he must have felt. Oh God, that was awesome. Stacy Hewitt says, Angels or Dodgers, which team did you throw the first pitch out? I threw the first pitch for both of them. I think I've actually done both of them twice. I love both Angels and I love the Dodgers, but I am more of an Angels fan. I grew up going to Angel games. It's way closer and easier than going to Dodger games. In Little League, we'd always have Angels Day. All the kids would go down there. We get to walk on the field. So Angels for me, but I do love the Dodgers as well. And Dodgers are a better team. I admit it. I'm not going to try and say that the Angels are better. Jody Michelson Lethbridge says, what are your summer plans since you aren't touring and just doing a few shows? Actually, you know what my dumbass is trying to plan with my family is I'm going to like rent a big RV and just go drive around to spots. And people are like, that's just touring again. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty funny. But I think that's what I might do. I go different camping spots along the way. I can hit different golf courses. We can fish. It sounds fun. So I don't know. I might do that. I think that's what we're going to do. How many more I got? Okay, I'm going to do two more because I do got to go get set up for this Zoom meeting that I have. But I want to say thank you guys again for stopping by. Next week's episode will be longer. Ruben will be here. We'll do some of our old segments. It'll be a lot of fun. But I did just want to stop in today and say, hey, we're coming back. And thank you guys for sticking with us. And this one is from Austin Spruill. What's the most outrageous drunk tour story you have from back in the day? Well, I probably have told this one on the podcast, but we've done a lot of these, so I forget. But one time we were in Bend, Oregon, and no, this was Grants Pass. I'm sorry. We're in Grants Pass right before you get to Oregon. It's right between California and Oregon. And we were drinking a lot. We were in the parking lot of our shitty hotel, and our tour manager at the time was in the Denny's that was in the parking lot of our hotel. And we had airsoft guns. So me and my brother-in-law, who was helping our band out at that time, decided it'd be a good idea to take our airsoft guns. They were like big, like rifles, into Denny's and like shoot our tour manager. And a lady from the hotel was looking out her window and saw us in the Denny's with the guns. She called the cops and said, there's someone robbing Denny's. We come out of Denny's. There's like two helicopters with their lights on us. We're surrounded with cop cars. They all have their guns out pointed at us. And they're like, drop the guns, drop the guns. So I just fall on the floor and drop the gun. And my brother-in-law starts running. I'm like yelling at him. I'm like, fucking stop. So whatever, they don't shoot him. But the cops get us, you know, and handcuff us and whatnot. And then, you know, we're explaining. We're like, no, they're airsoft guns. That's our friend. We were just messing around. And they were explained to us how incredibly dumb that was, because we almost died because they were about to just light us up as we walked out of that Denny's. That was stupid. Last one for the day is from Kevin Short, and he says, what is your favorite golf club? Right now, it is my pitching wedge. I love that pitching wedge. I can hit that thing, you know, 135. I can hit that thing 90 if I need to. I love it. I have a lot of control with it. And I even like to do, you know, if I'm not liking my lie around the, if, you know, around the green, and I don't think I'm going to get a clean stroke at it, I'll just bump and run that thing up onto the green. And I love it. Pitching wedge for the win right now. Thank you guys. We love you. We'll see you next time. Have a great day. Peace.
To bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.